I've already been chewed out. I've been yelled at. I have been, you name it, by a handful of folks that just disagree with my philosophy. But you know what we do if for those individuals that are really looking to get coverage or do something? We've called people. We've called other insurance companies and said, okay, let's see if we can't get you coverage, or what do you want to pay, or what can you pay? Let's go to work and see what we can do for you. And I think probably most legislators have done the same thing. I was on a select committee on the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. And after listening to 2 months of testimony, we took a vote, and it was on partisan lines. It was all the Republicans said, we should not expand Medicaid. All the Democrats said, yes, we should expand Medicaid. But we decided, the majority Republicans said, look, it's a broken system. We've heard all the bad things about Medicaid. Let's do something else. Let's find a different way to give folks without health care a way to, you know, get covered. And hence, that's where I came up with the BEAM plan that I called the Plan C, because I wanted to find something we could say yes to. Negron, who was our chairman of that committee, came up with a plan to say, okay, let's take the federal money, but let's convert it into a sort of a voucher system where we could take the federal money and then give it to these individuals that would qualify normally and allow them to go purchase their own health insurance.
State Representative Matt Hudson, he said the Negron plan was essentially Medicaid. Do you agree with that?
Well, sort of. I sort of agree with that. In years past, when I was chairman of appropriations in the House of Representatives, at the time, the federal government was pretty strict. If you took Medicaid money for a program and called it something else, they still treated it as if it were Medicaid. But I can understand their concern. Maybe over the summer, you know, there's going to be much more discussion as to what we should do next year, as we watch other states, what they're doing, and maybe we can learn. Maybe we can also clarify exactly what the federal government has in mind.
Do you believe the federal government would have been okay with Senator Negron's plan? Would they have gone along with it?
I think there was a chance they could. They could have turned us down. They turned states down before. But here is the key, I guess, for this conversation. Both these decisions, and I say both of them because We had the choice of whether or not to launch our own exchange, healthcare exchange, or let the federal government do it for us. We joined 25 other states. So 26 states have said, you know what, we'll let the federal government do it. But we get next year, we'll have the same option. Do we take it over or let the federal government continue to run its exchange? The next question is, do we expand our Medicaid program or do we not expand it? And so the two questions we had this year are going to be staring us in the face as we launch the 2014 legislative session as well.